were lucky enough to receive a grant through Ohio Children's Trust Fund. And for we just ended the grant on June 30th, but we were able to assist people and our participants if they were a parent, had a child under 18, and then they qualified for access to these funds for doing that. And one of the things, again, as a legal assistant here, I do is pull their driver's license. Let me see what's going on and how we remove these barriers. Sometimes it's just paying the fines. But, you know, like I said with Tammy, she needed, you know, SR-22 insurance and made sure she had full coverage. And so we paid through the Ohio Children's Trust Fund, we did her down payment and her first month insurance. So she's set technically for like 2 months, but then she knows after that it's her responsibility. We also helped her with getting some court documents that she needed.
Give us a sense, before you go on to court documents, give us a sense of how much all of this costs. For a person just coming out of prison?
It depends. I mean, I've seen people with fees of $5,000 out to the BMV, and then I've got like $700. So it just, I mean, it varies per person. Some of them might still have warrants out. And so I find those, you know, typically they're traffic warrants. Again, they just had a ticket, didn't take care of it, and then they put a warrant block. So it's calling the courts, getting them
meaning
back.
Meaning they can't get their license.
Right, they can't get their license. So we got to resolve the city.
Right.
Yeah, we got to resolve it with that city where that warrant block might be for them and see what do they need to do. Do they just owe fines? Then, you know, again, if they're a parent, then I can pay those and help them get their license back.